When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to the Women Wild and Out podcast, you guys.
Baby girl, baby boy.
It's your girl, B. Simone.
What is it, y'all? This your girl, Pretty V.
What's up, y'all? We're back.
It's your girl, Justina V. with Pretty V and B. Simone.
We about to give y'all a show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're going to have the Women of Wild and Out podcast a la carte.
What's poppin', y'all? Welcome to the Women of Wild and Out podcast. Now, last week's conversation got so juicy, creamy, and wet, we had to bring the guest back for another week. She is a sexpert. Her name is Samaya, and I'm here with my girls, B. Simone, Pretty V. It's your girl, Justina Valentine, and I got some more questions, so we about
I'm
to get
so
into
excited.
It.
I'm so excited.
So, how do y'all masturbate? When y'all be trying to, or think you do, y'all just be laying on y'all
lay
back?
On a bed.
Anything
you
else?
Masturbate?
I be up in the hood. The hood you were talking about, I just could do like a little touch. But I'm not fingering myself. When I do this, I just be like, I'm like touching like that hood area, and you know, it's just real easy for me. That's why I can't believe like when you guys say you're not sure if you orgasmed, I'm like,
then they think
is that common?
What percent of women have not ever had an orgasm?
Yes, that's what I wanted to know.
75% to 80%.
What? Have never had an orgasm?
But think about it. The first time you get dick, you just know it felt good, so you settle for that. It's right. Like everything else in life. You get a job that pay you more than you've ever had, so you stop even looking for new jobs.
This is a great job. Like, no, it's not.
Yes, like people are complaining. Or it might be a great job, but that don't mean that that's it. Like,
so 80% of women haven't had an orgasm?
Mm-mm.
Or 75?
75 to 80%. Mm-mm. Not at all. Especially in heterosexual sex. Not at all. So that's another thing. So
wow.
Like,
it's insane. When,
absolutely insane. But that's the thing. If you become a millionaire, right, you have to work just as hard to keep it, right? So you have to keep doing the work. We get dick one time and somebody say they love us and we be done. Ooh, that's
like,
my boo, that's
me.
My baby, yeah. This is good. And you just stop. You don't even keep searching, but that's because we don't invest any time or money into our sex life because, well, I mean, I got them. Guess what? Anything that you get, it takes a lot to maintain it.
To keep.
Yes, yeah. To keep, to get better. Like, if you stop studying, if you stop doing everything that it took you to become a millionaire, you will be broke. That you ain't shit but broke. You might have made $1 million, but that don't make you a millionaire. You're not going to make another one. That's going to be the last thing.
Yeah.
And it's just easier to talk to people about money than talk about their pussy. But if you just exchange the words, it's the same shit. And that's basic.
Right.
Like, it's basic.
Guess what I'm doing right now, Samaya.
What you doing?
Guess.
Playing with your pussy.
Touching your hood.
Okay, we on the same page. Playing with the pussy.
No.
Air.
We can't see you.
Something that nobody can see.
Playing with your pussy.
That's
no, my Kegels.
Oh, good for you.
But B, if you haven't been masturbating, that thing is tight as hell. Forget about the Kegels. Get to the.
It's gonna be tight.
I had sex in 8 months, so
you're good. You don't need any Kegels.
That's a whole new coochie. That's good for you.
Yeah, I'm Kegeling.
You got a Kegel so you can
one,
grip
two,
the dick.
Three. Or hold. What is it? Three times.
Hold for 3 seconds and then release. But also
do
doing that
10
on the
times,
dick,
2 to 3 times a day.
That's a really good way to milk the dick, though. So like, you know, milking the dick is like, y'all ever be stroking the dick and y'all feel that vein pop out? And you be like, oh yeah, he about to come. So you could do that like with your mouth. You can do that with your pussy. You can do that with your hands. But a lot of people don't really know how to do it with your pussy, which is basically like when you going up on the dick, like when, say you sitting all the way on the dick, when you're coming up, grip it.
And y'all, then she just grabbed a dick. I know y'all can't see it, but she has a glass dick in her hand.
You grip it when you come up with your pussy. And then like when you sit back down, let go. Then when you come up, grip, right? But a lot of people
on the way up.
Mm-hmm. And you, that's why it's like, that's why you should practice like holding it for 3 seconds, because otherwise you'll be real tired. And you just practice it, and over time you just, even if you don't notice it, do it with your partner. Like if you have somebody that you fucking, be like, babe, I'm really trying to up this pussy game for us, right? Talk about it. Can you feel me squeezing on his dick? Now he may say no a little bit, but just keep practicing. Just keep practicing.
He might be like, bitch, nah.
No, but no, that's cute though.
Throw some hot dogs down that hole.
I had my ex tell me I was doing that to him. He was like, I love how you just squeeze on it.
Look at her bloodshed. Girl, the pussy game is strong.
I know how to do that. I could like make the little thing go.
Oh.
Let me say, I had sex in the seventh grade.
I ain't gonna lie. I really feel like V is a freak.
I see it. I see her. You see how her voice changed or her eyes changed? Like when she started talking about sex, like her whole demeanor changed and it's all like real cute.
I feel like I'm a freak and I ain't never had an orgasm.
What
so
kind of stuff y'all think y'all be doing that's like freaky? I think we should talk about.
Hold
like
on, before we get into it, because I want to make sure I apply. Okay, you got to be certified to be a sexpert. You got to be certified, or you could just be teaching the class, just teaching.
Mm-mm, you could be, so it's almost like your master's degree. So if you're a certified sexologist, just like for your master's, you have to have coursework, you have to have experience, you have to have a whole bunch of stuff. So a lot of people don't even get certified in sex work until they're years in the game. So they have a whole bunch of classes that you can take that qualify you, just like your master's degree, to get certified. I refuse to just take any of them because they might not all be dedicated to what I like to teach. So far I've taken the Tantra certification class, and I'm a very thorough ass woman, so I like to be really good at something. And I had to retake the class because it was so much stuff to learn, and it really challenged me. Like the shit was hard, not because it's actually hard, but it requires you to be still and trust your body. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow. Tantric sex. Oh my God.
What does that mean? Tantric sex.
Oh my goodness. So tantric is like, all right, so bear with me. Y'all know how like when you go on vacation, you done left everything at home. You done left them kids at home. You done left work. You ain't talking about social media. Like you ain't gotta do shit. Phone on, do not disturb. You smell the ocean. You feel free. You breathing deep. You taking deep breaths of the air. Like that let go feeling where you're very aware of everything around you. That is tantric, right? Mm. But our life has us so robotic because we have to get through the day, which is why they tell us to meditate throughout the day, because it brings you back to present, which is why people bring plants to their desk to remind us that we are more than what we do, right? Mm. When we have sex, a lot of us are kind of doing the action because we horny, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it's really great when you can calm down and feel everything your body is feeling, because a lot of us have trauma, right? So if anybody has ever touched you inappropriately, or if you've ever felt uncomfortable, like even me with men make me very uncomfortable because a lot of them are creepy. At the grocery store, you don't even realize sometimes your ass be clenched when you walk past a man because he's making you, you don't know if he's going to say something. Sometimes he looking at you like real weird.
Yeah.
Well, that's another reason for the 18 to 40 minutes for foreplay, because when you sit down with somebody, yes, you can feel it, but you really don't even know how you feel it. And you know this is a good way to test it. When you go to the OBGYN, do you get horny? No. Because you know how to accept when someone is touching your body and when someone is being sexual with your body. And you're crazy if you think that you can just flip that switch on and off. So tantric practices help us get better at really feeling. It's like being super vulnerable and exposed, but you have to keep, yes. And we have to keep ourselves safe during the day. So having tantric practices helps you to let go of all that hard shit when you're being sensual, especially with yourself. So
interesting.
Yes. So,
girl, and you seem to know, like, yeah. And like, you seem to be so knowledgeable too, like just about anatomy of like the men and the women, like all the parts you're talking about. I'm like, okay, she knows the a lot about body, the
human brain.
I've been doing this for 4 years, and it is the most liberating and humbling experience, because I realize so many people think they cannot get the sex life that they want. And it's because we're scared, or we don't want to lose the love of our life or whatever. And ultimately, it comes down to boundaries and confidence. A lot of the women that we see every day walking around that we want to be like are not actually fully confident. If you deny a part of yourself, how is that confident? If you're not working on undenying that, how is that really confident? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So really, becoming a sensual, confident woman has been the most liberating, amazing experience. And it's opened so many doors for me, because feminine energy is powerful as fuck. Cleopatra was shutting down worlds with her sensuality, like starting wars over her because she knew how to control her feminine power. And me knowing when to be quiet, when I need to be the bad bitch in a room, knowing how to care for myself, has started attracting people that see how I live and they only want to add to it. Like, even the people that step to me and ask me for things, they don't do it anymore because they see how I carry myself. You know what I'm saying? So, like, real sensuality and just even sex
and
with yourself.
And femininity, like being self-feminine, walking in your feminine power.
And that don't even mean being girly. It don't mean being girly at all. It means being confident and having your boundaries.
Right.
And so one of the things I'm telling women, that before you even talk about what you want somebody to do for you, what if they only gave you everything you give yourself? What if they was like, hey, I took this off your plate, so I did everything that you do for yourself this month. What would you have? You know what I'm saying? And we really just have to be more accountable about our sex life. So for me, I went on this journey like in the last year, right? And I got my house, I got an interior decorator. I said, I want my house to look like a grown-ass woman, a sensual-ass room. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, there is not a lot of stuff in my room, but it looks sexy as hell. It's pictures of me in some of my best photo shoots and stuff on my wall. That makes me feel so sexy, you know?
Yeah.
It's mirrors all over my house. My house smells good as fuck. It's candles, extra beads when I wash my clothes, the plug-ins. My car is always clean because it's sexy. It looks good. It smells good. I started making the little charcuterie boards by myself. That tastes good. It looks sexy. Like, I love getting on the gram and making a little picture. And they're like, damn, where you at? Bitch, at home? Like, I love that. Like, because I'm doing all the shit that I wish somebody would do for me. And then I realized, like, you can start doing it by yourself. Now people are approaching me that already like that. They like that too. Now we have something in common versus me not doing anything. Right. And so anybody is approaching me. Who am I? Who am I? The way that I play with my pussy, if somebody, like, even when you talk, get to know a dude, y'all talk about how y'all are sexually and stuff like that. When I start the conversation with, well, yeah, I was just masturbating for an hour. What you do today? I done changed the whole fucking game. Like, ain't nobody coming to me with no half-ass dick because I've set the precedent. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I really want women and men to, like, really get in their bag on just learning how to voice what they want, making boundaries politely with other people, and also saying, I totally understand that you don't want to do that, but that's not going to work for me.
Yes, I need to hear more about that. So we're going to take a quick break, y'all. We'll be right back with Samaya, the sexpert, and you don't want to miss this. Soon as we get back, we're going to have Samaya put us onto game with female ejaculations and all the different types. I think we're going to get into monogamy as well. So y'all keep it locked.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah! I'm retired from life. You know that.
His business is failing. His house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+. Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We are back with the Women of Wildin' Out podcast. It's your girl, B. Simone. I got my girl, Pretty V, and Justina Valentine. We are with the sex expert, Samaya, and we are talking sex, baby.
So monogamy does not work for me. I am not a one person. I love anybody because I'm a person that can connect with, this is how you got that way, right? Which is really dangerous. Yeah. But now that I've learned to control it, I realize that I love different people for different things. So like I may have one partner. Like, at one point, I had a husband and a boyfriend, right? So, like, I had one partner that was these things. And I realized the relationship was just so much better when I wasn't trying to force them to do things or be somebody who they weren't.
That they weren't. Right. Yep.
So, like, I love to read. At that time, that part, the main person did not like to read. That's not their thing. They like video stuff. That I'm just not like that. I still use pen and paper. I'm old school. Mm-hmm. My boyfriends, I would be like, oh, do you like to read? Like, that's something I want to do. Sometimes I want to get dick afterwards. So, yes. Like, yes, you can read with your friends. But sometimes I want to, like, read. We have our little book club. And then you dick me down. And that's my prerogative. That's okay for me. And a lot of people don't know how to voice, or they think they're cheaters. Or everybody in the world thinks they're cheaters when really maybe you were never monogamous. You know, so I help people even explore their sexuality to figure out, hey, is what I'm doing really working want? For not yes.
What, yeah. Not Let's what society talk about what is you making want. You think you want. Yeah.
You only know Western culture. You only grew up one way. And we make changes everywhere else in our life. Some of us grew up broke, but guess what? We balling now.
Yeah.
You didn't just stick. Yeah. You don't ever just stick with anything that you learned. If you, even when you have kids, you think about what I didn't like about growing up and what I want to make different now. Yeah. Same thing with your sexuality. And sexuality includes more than just fucking. It's who you would like to date, what your relationships look like. Are you polyamorous? Or, you know, like I just interviewed a lady the other day. She got a husband and a boyfriend. They all live together. Girl, they fine.
They live
and everything.
Together?
Yes, they all live together. They fine. And all of them fine. Like,
Do they have other girlfriends?
They're looking for one girl. I put in my application. I'll let you know how I go. So
do the guys hook up as well, or just they both
sometimes,
hook up with the girl?
Like, it depends on the situation. So in her situation, her partners are fluid. But in everybody's no, like in my situation before, no, they weren't fluid. Like I dealt with them separately, but we were all, you know.
They all knew about each other.
Everything knew about everything.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It was open.
I've never lied about who I was. And when I started telling the truth, because at some point you don't really lie about who you are. You just don't really share it because you think like, they ain't gonna go for this. Well, ain't nobody gonna go for nothing if you don't really explain it to them. And also if you don't walk in that truth. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I don't
you have
do
to
it.
Walk in your truth.
You have to walk in your truth.
And the thing about it is, when I was in my relationship, he didn't know I had so much kids. So I said, Vina. I got this kid, the baby daddy.
You don't have no kids, FYI.
Vina, I can't with you.
I'm over here listening, too. Like, oh, okay, so she got, like, five kids. Girl, I'm over here like, okay, so she got some kids. All
right. So are you dealing with somebody right now?
I just broke up with someone. And I chose, and it was like one of the loves of my life. And I separated because I was like, I want to focus on me and I'm not getting everything that I want. This is who I am. And I don't feel like you're really supporting that the best. So let's get us some space. And if it come back, it come back. Like, that's one of the great things about being poly is that like things come back to me all the time, but I don't ever want to force nothing because then I get off my purpose or I'm not concentrated. And I'm trying to be a rich bitch. I want all my things, okay? So if my relationship is getting in the way of that, then it's not going to work, you know? So I'm also exploring dating a couple. I think that may be best for me next, like a couple that's looking for a girlfriend because they already have their main relationship, so they don't need as much from me. And I'm so busy. And that's usually the problem. A lot of people are like, dang, you ain't got no time for this, time for that. Well, I got goals. And, you know, so... Yeah. But with a couple, the good thing is they already have a life. They already have a relationship. And then I get to pop in and they can support me. Mm. And that's another thing. I don't want to date nobody that can't do what I could do for me. A couple got two incomes. They can do for me what I do for me.
So, Samaya, you know, I have a question about, like, with like, the masturbation courses and everything. I was, like, thinking about it the whole time while you were talking. Is there, like, a success rate, would you say, of, like, how many people, like, because you said 75 to 80% of women just haven't had a orgasm yet. So when they come to you, is it like 50% are able to learn after that?
Or I've never had anybody that said they didn't. I'm about to say, I've never actually had anybody.
I want my money back.
No. I've never actually had anybody say they didn't. When they did, I talked to them. I'm super accessible. So like if you DM me, I'm the one who responds to you.
And I text her all wee hours of the night.
Yeah, like people hit me up all the time. I have my boundaries. So when I'm busy, I don't answer, but I just always respond back. But anybody that comes to me like, I didn't come, I do that conversation that we talked about earlier. And they like, yeah, I only did it once. And I'm like, okay, we'll do it. Like, hell, first of all, it's a lot of blue check marks in my DMs. Let's start there. And
I'm sure.
Yes. And everybody, when they do the work, they get the result. I don't think I've ever had anybody say like, it just never worked for me. Now, some people may not squirt, but they're ejaculating. And that's the thing. Everybody thinks that, oh, I'm going to squirt, da, 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 da. Everybody's so focused on squirting when squirting don't even mean you had an orgasm. So how about we focus on you having an orgasm?
All these terms.
You know what I'm saying? Squirting is the liquid that comes out of your urethra. But there,
right.
B already started with this earlier. There are four different types of ejaculation. Let's clear this shit up right now. So everybody chasing squirt and ain't even caught a nut, right? So squirting can happen voluntarily or involuntarily, right? So some people just natural squirters. I am not a natural squirter. But I was like,
you have to like make yourself do it?
I know how to make my body get to that point. There are some people that just know how to press their pussy in a certain way and it just happens. I don't got push to start pussy. Okay, I don't. My shit is not push to start. So having a stronger orgasm ups the chances of you having a squirting orgasm or squirting period. But the thing is, because they're not even having orgasms, they don't know how to squirt. Right. So it's like you trying to make yourself squirt. You either are a natural squirter or you're not. So there are two people about a class. You either a natural squirter, so you're not taking it for the squirting part, you're taking it for the masturbation part, or either you're looking to squirt. If you're looking to squirt, that means that you're not a natural squirter because you would already know you were a naturally squirter. Right?
Got you.
So if you're not a natural squirter, exactly. So if you're not a natural squirter, I'm going to teach you how to have a strong ass orgasm and how to make your body naturally do it. And we're just going to confuse your body. I'm going to make you have one orgasm, then I'm going to have two orgasms, then I'll make you have two types of orgasms at one time, like a vaginal orgasm and a clitoral orgasm. I'm going to teach you all the things. If you do what I ask you to do, and that's why I ask people, I don't want to talk about how you feel or none of that. Measurable points. Did you do what I asked you to do? Did you do it as often as I asked you to do it?
Right.
I'm like a trainer. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to down you. You're going to do it in your own time, but don't ever come to me talking about what didn't happen when you didn't do what I asked you to do.
Yeah. Like, I ain't got no ass. You didn't squat.
You didn't squat. Right. Now, girl, even still, sometimes that ass don't be coming in. But but with your pussy,
tell me about it.
I ain't been wrong about no pussy yet.
So everyone that's came to you has masturbated. I mean, has had an orgasm.
If they talk to me, yes. There has not been anybody
Let's go,
that I-
B!
Yes, that's why I'm like, that's why I was like, girl, what did I tell you the first day we talked? I said, girl, if you take the class tonight, you go orgasm tonight if you want to.
She was like, you can do it tonight if you want. I was like, babe, that was a month ago. I said, give me a minute.
So this is the other thing. Y'all realize that a lot of us are only chasing orgasm. We don't really know what anything feels like. We just are looking for the orgasm. We don't know what pleasure feels like. Usually getting dick is the only pleasure we feel because it's a consistent going in and out and it's like a massage on the inside, right? But when we masturbate or play with our pussy, we don't have the same patience. We're just looking like, dang, I ain't come yet. Did you pay attention though? Because your orgasms have characteristics. So, you know, like I know that when I'm about to come, I'll feel, it's almost like a cartoon when a thermometer, you know, it get red, and then it blows. Yes. Like Bugs Bunny or something, right? I can tell when I'm about to orgasm because I feel that pressure like actually starting to rise, but that's because I stopped looking for it. You need to pay attention and slow down to see how your body's feeling, because then when you have sex with somebody, you can recognize those signs like, hey, stay there. Like, you know, like we're getting there. And so it's
like knowing your body.
Yes, it's not just about orgasm at all, because mind you, those masterclasses are the basics. If you don't handle that properly, when you get into that Patreon, baby, you're going to be so overwhelmed. Like, overwhelmed. You ain't going to know where to start. You're going to be wondering why stuff don't work because you're trying to skip shit. Like, so yeah, impatient. I'm overwhelmed pussy. Now.
It's so much information. But Samaya, what we do before the end of every single podcast, before we do, you talk to us about a lot of stuff. And there was actually a lot of bomb quotes that you said, but we want our guests to give us a quote, like to end with on a positive note. So give us, like, if you could leave anybody that wants to orgasm out there, beginners, anybody, a bomb quote, what would you leave them with?
So James Clear is my obsession right now about habits, right? He wrote Atomic Habits. And the quote that I've been hanging on myself
lately. Oh, that's a good book.
Yes, it's an amazing book. Is that if you show me your actions, I'll show you who you are. As well as who you are is nothing but the compound interest of what you do every single day. So you can lie to me, you can lie to the world, but in life, you're going to get what you put in.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Stop expecting people to put more into your sex life, your sensuality, your confidence, pour into you. Make sure your cup is full before you start fucking with anybody else, because then you will actually stop criticizing people as much. You will really see the love that they have for you. If they're trying to fill the cup that you should have been born, you know, like your regular cup that should already been filled,
right.
They'll never do a good enough job because they're not you. Only you know what you need. And so be more accountable. Today, I want you to ask yourself, am I doing the work? When is the last time I paid for something that contributes to my sexuality? When is the last time I looked up how to buy a sex toy? What's a good sex toy? When is the last time I asked my partner, how satisfied are they? How am I doing with communication? Does my partner feel comfortable enough to come and talk to me and say, hey, I actually didn't have an orgasm? Or am I walking through this life assuming? If you want to have a good sex life, then do the work. I'm not asking you to figure it out. I'm just asking you to start. And I got all the answers. I have all the answers. All you got to do is do it. But don't come to me with that excuses shit. It don't work for nothing else in life, and it don't work on this pussy. Okay?
Oh, I love that.
Period.
So thank y'all so much for having
me. Oh, B, I got one for you. If you can't hit it like a fiend, you could always flick your own bean.
Hello.
I love that. We're going to have to put that on a shirt. Could you? I'm a medium. I'm a medium. Uh-huh.
Medium, I got you. Yeah, and we'll have like the little bean with his little fingers like this.
We
got
to call this episode Bad Bitches Bus. Can we do that?
BBB.
That's cute.
BBB.
Is that a BBL?
Instead of BBL, BBB. So where can people find you? Give them your socials.
Absolutely. So you can find me on Instagram at Sexual Essentials, all one word. Anything else is a fake account. In my bio, there's a link and it has my website. It has the masterclasses and my Patreon link, which is $15. That is how much it costs me to get my eyebrows waxed. Okay. So
very reasonable. Very reasonable. For all these jewels. Yes.
Yes.
For all this information.
Yes. There are over 200 classes on there. There are guests on there. And I know that y'all probably don't know how we gonna get you to be this hot sex machine, but don't worry, I already got it covered. It's twerking classes on there, how to take better selfies, like, and nudes and date ideas. There are guest teachers. There are actual demonstrations with women who have actually donated their pussy to science, which is me. And I actually perform some of the classes that I'm teaching y'all. I perform
with a real human.
Yes, I had two women volunteer their body to me. I went to Atlanta. We covered their face. One woman had never had an orgasm. She left there with like 4 orgasms that day.
Come on, B.
Uh huh. And then the other woman
donate my vagina.
The other woman, I felt so bad for her because her demonstration was about orgasm denial, and I showed people how they can use this to their benefit and really change things. So she was like miserable by the time she was done. So all kind of different things. I teach all this stuff. And most of it's on Patreon. And some of my website is thesexualessentials.com. And Hit me up. And it's a whole bunch of free information on my Instagram. Like, it's so many videos.
Yeah, y'all got to follow her on Instagram.
Yes. If you don't want to sign up. Sex positions of the day. All kind of stuff.
Her Instagram got all the tea.
I've seen it. I've seen her on the position of the day.
Yes, V. I'm looking at the same thing.
That, girl.
Yes, it is.
You already know. Busting that nigga look a cum. Have to put it on the ground. Yeah. Bend him old butt. Let him nut.
Look at her. She nasty. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love that for you and for him.
Thank you so much, Samaya, for coming through. I definitely appreciate it. And I might have to subscribe so I can learn how to squirt. I have no problem masturbating, but I might want to send him on a waterfall.
Send him on a waterfall. They ain't talking about TLC. Thank you, Samaya.
Tonight. Conversation, but we gotta take a break. We'll be back right after this with more Women of Wildin' Out Podcast.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver. Yeah!
I'm retired from life. You know that.
His business is failing. His house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger. And we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money. And he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's poppin', y'all? We're back with the Women of Wildin' Out podcast, and we just had Samaya, a sexpert. That's a sex
That's
expert.
My girl. She gave us so much information.
How'd you find her?
Instagram.
Oh, just scrolling? Just like...
No, people were sending her page to me because I was saying I never had an orgasm.
Got you. Okay. So what do you think about her classes? Are they like...
No, they're good. I'm on video number 7, so we're gonna see when I get to the end.
Uh-huh. I might have to sign up, see how, make
Wish
this little
luck.
Thing, Squirtle Turtle. you need to really finish tonight.
I'm going to try.
Honey, I be from, I got to know what I be doing.
It's
okay.
It's,
orgasm or not, whatever, squirting and lurking. I feel like I be knowing what I be doing.
Girl. It's just, I cannot believe, like, y'all haven't ever had an orgasm before. That's just insane to me.
I promise you, I don't know, like, when I be, I told her, like, when I be doing it, like, when I used to, I haven't had sex in a couple of months now. So, well, like 5. But literally, no, 4. But,
Get your lash straight.
4 right. months. 4 right. months. Because I said I want clarity from this dude. I don't want to keep doing it. So, I literally, when I was doing it, like, I was like, I'm, like, something coming out, like, it's peeing or something. Like, it's something coming out.
But what about before him, V? Did you never had, like,
I
forget
mean,
about
yeah,
the, like...
my legs used to be shaking, all that stuff, and I don't know what was coming out. So I was listening to somebody. I you know, we have to get put up our game just as well as y'all, because I don't know. It just feels yeah. like it. Then I
she
always,
had,
I
knows
always
herself.
Have like niggas button back to back though. I ain't no one up girl. Like, you gonna do it again? We gonna do it again. I'm not gonna be yeah. you know, mama in the bed. Now. We gonna turn up. Not when you got me on my bed. Wasting my time on a good Friday.
She definitely knows her stuff, though. It was interesting to see, like, all the parts she was showing, like the hood, and then the pee comes out the hood, and then the labias, and what's
I
inside, and what you gotta.
She has a real model. Like, that's yeah. crazy to me.
Girl, never.
Like, a real human model.
Oh, yeah, that when she said she had yeah. someone live in person, yeah. Even though they covered their faces, like, what if a little strand of hair is sticking out,
nah,
a tattoo?
Nah. Cover, I'm going to wear a mask, cover my face. You should only be able to, right. like, when you go to the doctor, you can only see.
Yes, a little hole. a little speaking through. That's it.
That's wild.
I got too many tattoos down there. I can't.
Okay.
That's pretty. That's like, I know that girl tattoo. She got like a cross and she got like flowers and a clock. Yeah, that's her.
I don't have no tattoos, so I could get away with it.
I'm definitely excited, B, to like hear how you end off on the journey. And she does say that she has 100% success rate. So you can't that's be weird. Her. Yeah, you're not going to be her only failed case. She's going to make sure she gets you going.
Don't say her only failed case.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It happen. Give me some good energy.
Some time.
I can't do all that. I don't know how to mess that up myself. I don't know how to do that. I just stick
I'm excited. I'll be walking around like, on that beach.
I just came. I like what you were saying. Bad bitches bus.
Right. I like that. BBB. So, y'all, that was an amazing show. The Women of Wild Now podcast. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. It's your girl, B. Simone, with my girl, Justina Valentine, and my girl, Pretty V. Hey. But we love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. We out.
Peace.
Deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.